Welcome back. Well, Parliament is demanding stringent conditions for the 59 billion rand bailout to Eskom, which was announced in July. The Standing Committee on Appropriations has added that it wants government to look at other creative ways to fund struggling SOEs and not just gun for the fiscus. In the meantime, the DA alleges that load shedding could be on the cards in the next few weeks, with further concerns around the potential takeover of the utilities biggest coal supplier. Chris Yelland, energy analyst at EE Publishers, joins us on the line now with his views around where things are at. Chris, thanks so much for your time this evening. So as I say, we've had Parliament demanding more stringent conditions be set for the 59 billion rand bailout that's been given to Eskom. Amongst the lot is them needing Eskom to account for non-core assets that will be disposed. So far, Eskom's only mentioned its 10 billion rand loan book, which will be sold. But, you know, many want to see the power utility list all of its non-core assets at this stage. How extensive a list are we potentially looking at?
I don't think there are that much more non-core assets that Eskom has that are really up for grabs, as you might say. There has been mention, of course, about the possible sale of core assets. And that means Eskom power stations. And that was done in the recent paper by that was sort of released for comments by the finance minister. But certainly this talk of selling of non-core assets has been on the cards for a long, long time. But it just doesn't seem to be making any headway or progress. But I think now pressure is increasing as this the bailouts become a reality.
That's not the only arena that's seeing very slow progress, Chris. We had Cabinet consider the much-anticipated update to South Africa's IRP for electricity today, but we've had Minister in the Presidency, Jackson Mthembu, saying that discussions had not yet been concluded. Is this just taking too long?
Well, it has taken years and years, and there is constant talk that it is imminent and just about to happen, but this has been going on for a long time. So what we do know is that the draft integrated resource plan for electricity has been at deadlock for the last 6 months, undergoing discussion by stakeholders that form a NEDLAC. That means government, labor, business, and communities. And we also know that last week on Friday, this draft IRP, the report by NEDLAC, were then sent to government, to the Minister of Energy, Mr. Mantashe, and we hear that went to him on Monday or Tuesday. Now, I think it is too much to expect that's simply going to be accepted and promulgated and gazetted, the government gazette, because it's got to be considered the report by NEDLAC at the draft IRP. It's got to be considered by the cabinet, and they may or may not require some changes to the draft, which would then go back to the DOE for amendment and then back to the cabinet perhaps for final sign-off. So if there's any kind of what is known as policy adjustment by government, it's going to take some weeks further. So I am not expecting it to suddenly be published immediately, because it needs to be considered by the cabinet, and there may be policy intervention, and that may require some further amendments to the IRP. So what I think has been wrongly interpreted by commentators in the public, the fact that it has now gone to the minister with this NEDLAC report is being interpreted that it's about to be published. I don't see it like that. I think it could take a while.
Okay, so the timeline's still extensive on that. Chris, of course, this in a context where concerns are being raised about the possible takeover of South 32 by Seriti Resources and implications of this on Eskom and its bargaining power. How concerned are you by this potential shifting landscape?
But it certainly seems to be a reversal of a trend of Eskom trying to increase the diversity of the coal supply sector, which in the past, as you know, was dominated by the coal majors who had long-term contracts. And Eskom made its intention quite clear that it wanted to diversify it. I don't think that is a wrong strategy. But, of course, in such a diversification, one has to proceed at a pace that is prudent, because if you try and diversify too quickly, one can actually disrupt long-term supply contracts, etc. But this now seems to be going in quite the opposite direction, where, in fact, now it's consolidating the position of a very large part of the coal supply industry in the hands of less and less players. And there's concern that this may impact on the bargaining power of Eskom to negotiate better prices. There's been a lot of criticism that the coal prices are too high, and this would sort of indicate, I think Eskom is concerned about the dominance of one particular supplier, and I think that flies in the face of the need to diversify the industry.
Absolutely. Well, Chris, let's leave it there. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. Chris Yelland is Energy Analyst at EE Publishers.